KQED.
Okay, so every year around Valentine's Day, all those chocolate hearts and sappy love songs, that pressure to buy cards and roses, can make it feel exceedingly lonely if you're single. If you're a single senior citizen, you might feel that isolation and loneliness a lot of the time. Even if you're not necessarily looking for romance, you might just want someone to spend time with, or even to dance with. We're kicking off our show today by meeting a crew of retired single women near downtown L.A. who head out together for an early night on the town, so early that it's lunchtime for most of us. They have daytime dance parties at senior centers where live bands play Latin music. Ruxandra Guidi has been reporting on aging in Los Angeles for KCRW. She tells us for these ladies, getting out of the house means getting on the dance floor.
Blanca Acosta is a vision in violet. She's dressed impeccably, with the color of her shiny earrings matching her blouse, her pants, and shoes. She sits patiently inside a senior center, waiting for the band to start playing.
Sometimes I laugh. You know why? Because I tell my girlfriends, now I go dancing, but during the day.
And she says she has just as much fun now. 9 years ago, when she was 56, she got laid off from her longtime job at a clothing manufacturing company. She got a good severance package and decided not to look for another job. But she hadn't given too much thought to what would come next.
I never thought about it because I was still pretty young when I was laid off. So I never thought, in the future, I'm going to do this or that when I retire. I didn't think I was going to be as busy as I am now. Every day of the week, I have something to do.
Blanca lives alone. She's divorced. And her schedule now involves knitting clubs, lunches out with friends, bingo, and trips to places like Las Vegas, Zion National Park, and Cuba. The band is setting up in the senior center's rec room. The singer, Rebecca Flores, says they take requests.
Well, lots of people want to hear Candilejas, Sabor a Mí, Como Han Pasado Los Años, a little cha-cha-cha, some oldies.
Rebecca and her husband make the rounds, performing in mostly Latino senior centers. She's a senior herself.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I say, oh, I don't look the same. I have bags under my eyes, but I have to accept myself for who I am. Sometimes we seniors, we get depressed for any reason, just because we're no longer young. But some days you wake up, like I did yesterday, saying, I still like myself. I'm still okay. Let's do this. I have to cheer myself up.
Finally, the music starts. Blanca Acosta gets up from her seat and joins others on the dance floor, creating a big circle. Though she's popular with many of the men at the dances, her regular dance partner is her Cuban friend, Erga Cruz. She's 15 years older than Blanca. They stand next to each other, with Blanca doing most of the moves and Erga shaking her head to the beat. After one song, Erga sits down for a breather.
You have to have fun. Keep busy. You need to do other things besides thinking and worrying.
That's Erga's motto in a nutshell. Don't worry. Have fun. She's diabetic, and yet she's eating chocolate as we speak. After working for 38 years as a hospital janitor, Erga is enjoying her retirement. And that means dancing for as long as she can keep it up. A few days later, Erga swings by Blanca's house for coffee and pastries before they head out to their favorite dance spot in Lincoln Heights. They get to talking about some of the regulars there, the ladies who come to the senior center looking for husbands, the men who go to the dances to pick up women.
Ay, Dios.
Bueno, al menos yo no voy a buscar pareja.
Oh my God, at least I don't go there looking for men. You know what one of the guys told me last week? That he was going to go to the dance with you next time. And I said, I doubt it. No way. He's a womanizer, a big womanizer.
And then there was also an older woman with a younger guy, and they danced so well. I said to someone, I bet she's paying him. And it turns out she was. She pays him $50 a dance.
At the Lincoln Heights Senior Center, Blanca and Erga's crew is already on the dance floor. Other single ladies wearing high heels and colorful dresses. Up to 200 people show up here each week, many of them with canes and walkers. They dance for 4 solid hours to a live band playing cumbia, norteño music, and bachata.
Sometimes I think about older people who don't even have the desire to go out, no desire. Maybe they think they can't do it, but they don't even have to dance. The whole point is to go and listen to music.
Nothing has stopped Blanca Acosta from coming to these weekly dances, not even an injury. Last year, she fell in front of her home and hurt her knees, but she still came and sat at the edge of the room.
You could be thinking about something else, but at least you'll be listening to music with other people instead of being stuck at home.
Blanca goes out dancing 3 times a week. She says there isn't a day when she'd rather stay home. For the California Report, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in Los Angeles.